Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk-turned-traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.
How's it going, Dykes? Happy March. It's Carolyn here again to tell you that you are about to listen to yet another preview of an episode for Love's a Pitch. I hope most of you have been going over to the Love's a Pitch feed. The link is in the show notes. You can listen to it there. I've been having so much fun with this show. I've been interviewing past guests of the Dyking Out podcast, new people you haven't heard from, some people who you might be familiar with from Dyking Out, but I never got around to interviewing them. And then there's also going to be interviews with total strangers to me. And those are going to be people who apply to be a guest on Love's a Pitch. That's right. It's people who are looking for love or lust or maybe even an intimate friendship, let's say. And they can do that by applying through the link in the show notes on Love's a Pitch. And then I'm going to go through and select people who I think would make great guests and then interview them. And hopefully somebody listening either knows someone or maybe they are that someone. But we're having great conversations about love, what people think their best assets are, what people think their worst assets are, relationships, the struggles of finding connection in the queer community. There are such great convos happening. So again, go in the show notes here. You can listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. You can find Love's a Pitch there. But I will post a preview here. It's an episode with Gina Bloom, who is a past guest of the podcast. It was so much fun checking in with her. Now that she's in LA, we don't get to talk as much, but it was very interesting to learn all about her dating life and lack of motivation in finding somebody. But it's all good. It's all positive. Take a listen. And again, how many more times can I say it? Love's a Pitch. Check it out, please. It would mean the world to me. And I hope you are all well. Stay subscribed here at Dyking Out. You never know what's going to drop. You never know what the future is going to bring. It's 2023. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. All right. I hope you enjoy this. And I'll be back here soon. Welcome back to Love's a Pitch, a podcast about putting yourself out there and hoping you don't regret it. I'm Carolyn Bergier, your host and pseudo matchmaker. For those of you who celebrate, I hope you had a good Valentine's Day and did something cute and gay. And for those of you who aren't into it, good for you, because it's ultimately a capitalist holiday with roots in Catholicism. And who needs that? I'm kind of indifferent to it. Some years I celebrate, some years I don't. But I did make plans because between the Great Salt Lake drying up at an alarming rate and the East Palestine chemical disaster, I thought, you know what? It might be nice to make plans on a cheesy night as a form of escapism. And that is okay. I also felt, I don't know if you guys felt this way, that there were so many more Instagram couples Valentine's Day posts than usual. And then I also love the couple reveal. I think that's always fun. People who I didn't know were in a relationship, you learn about it on Valentine's Day. So maybe it's good for something. I don't know. Ceci and I made plans with our platonic third, who will be on an upcoming episode. Don't you worry. Now, it's a good friend of ours who we travel with and hang out with a lot. She's one of my closest friends. And that's all to say that I think that we put so much emphasis on romantic love in our society and not enough focus on platonic love and friendships. And it's so important. And this past year and this upcoming year, I mean, going forward in general, I do want to focus a lot more on platonic love and my friendships, because those are just so important. I can't stress enough like how much it has changed my life for the better to put more focus. Like, I've always had a lot of friends, but I've also almost always have been in a relationship and just put so much energy into those romantic relationships that I feel like I neglected my friendships in that process, or didn't put the same like care and attention that I did with my romantic partners. And it's not hard to fix that, right? We all have the capacity to do both, to show our romantic partners and our platonic friends love and care and all those wonderful things that ultimately make our lives better and make the world a better place. Kumbaya, y'all. Okay, I think I'm spiraling, but when I was out to dinner with Ceci and our friend, she had listened to the first couple of episodes of this podcast, and I was telling her about the upcoming guests, and she said, "You can't have all of your guests be comedians." And it's true, I cannot. I do have a lot of comedians in this first batch of episodes. I mean, first, I want to get people who are comfortable talking on a podcast, who I know like the attention and would be okay with being the first guest on this new podcast. And a lot of my friends are comedians. So that's who I, you know, naturally tapped into for this. But I do want you all to know that we will be having non-comedians on. Don't you worry. There are going to be all sorts of guests in the future. This was just a starting point for me. But my goal is to get people from all sorts of walks of life, from all over the world, as long as they're not cis and straight, because they don't want my help. They don't. They don't need it. They don't want it. It's fine. Okay, before we get into today's pitch, I am kindly asking you to please head over to Apple Podcasts and or Spotify and rate this 5 stars. Give a review if you're feeling generous. Also tell your friends about this podcast if you've been enjoying it. And I'm going to be adding a new benefit to joining the Patreon. So patreon.com/lovesapitch. At a certain tier, if you join, I thought it would be fun to add at the end of these episodes a 1 minute pitch from people. So you can go on, give your 1 minute pitch, and then I'll tag it on to the end of one of these episodes. It will link out to your Instagram or however you want people to contact you. We won't do a full interview. So this is for people who want to put themselves out there, but not so out there, that don't want to be grilled by me on this here podcast. So maybe we'll have some fun with that. The more the merrier, right? I'm just trying to get as many people connected as possible. Starting with this week's guest, I met her on the comedy scene and immediately wanted to get to know her better. She's since moved to LA, so it was so nice to catch up and talk about her dating life. All right, I'm so excited. Today we have Gina Bloom from Los Angeles. How are you doing, Gina?
Hi. Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you for having me on today.
Yeah, full disclosure, Gina and I know each other from comedy.
Yes, back in the day, back in my New York days.
I know. I miss you so much. It was always so nice running into Gina on the scene. And, you know, part of the reason why I pick people sometimes to be a guest on a podcast is just it's a good excuse to catch up. But we're going to catch up and talk about dating and love and all sorts of things that we normally don't talk about with each other because we're always just talking comedy.
We're talking about comedy and ambition and like, because we're sociopaths like that. It's like, how's your day? Well, my day is I don't have an agent. And
yeah.
that's our day.
I mean, let's just get into your pitch. You have 1 to 2 minutes to sell your goods to the listeners starting now.
All right. I think you should date me. Why should you date me? Because I'm fucking cool. That's why. And I have a minute and 40 seconds left. Hey, listen, I am an adult woman with a job and a lot of independence, and dating me is fun. Here's why. I don't like people sleeping over in my bed. You will have freedom to go to your bed or place of, you know, your preference that isn't my bed or me in your bed. And you get that free without feeling guilty about it. And I'm very supportive. I'm a nice lady and I support people's endeavors, whatever they are, especially when they don't conflict with mine. So as long as you're not a comedian or a television writer with a better career than me, I think we'll be great together. That's a slight joke. If it's significantly better than me, then you can probably help my career. Then we can definitely talk. I'm also kidding, but
I was gonna say, yeah.
As long as you're not just a little bit better than me, then that's annoying. But otherwise, no. I live in Los Angeles. I have my own place. I do get to New York quite a bit. I also get to San Francisco quite a bit. So if you're in any of those cities and you want to hang and have fun with a fun lady, you let me know. I'm open to all sorts of people, however they express themselves and whatever they choose to be with. I am open to that. And yeah, there you go. That's about 2 minutes. Let's do it.
That's great.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I've got to ask, why don't you like people sleeping in your bed?
I'm a very light sleeper. I find that sleeping together, I mean, and if you like to do it, and if you're with someone that likes to do it, that's fine. But I find, and I was with someone about a year ago, I dated this guy for like a year ago. And his whole thing, and it kind of crystallized it for me, was that in order for him to feel like we were proceeding in our relationship, that we needed to start spending the night over at each other's places. And I was very hesitant about that, not because I didn't like him, but because I just like my own space. Like I said, I'm a light sleeper. I get a lot of like inspiration at night for like creative stuff. So I'll wake up and I'll just start writing shit down. And I keep weird hours because I do a lot of my creativity at night. So I'll be up sometimes at 2 and 3 in the morning writing. And then I'll get to bed. So like my schedule's all over the place. Being in comedy, that is kind of a normal thing. But mostly I just kind of like having a measure of independence and solitude. I've always been that way. I have this room. I have a 2-bedroom apartment. I live by myself and I built a room just for writing. I have my bedroom is just for sleeping. My living room is just for watching TV and my dining room is just for eating. Like I like having spaces that I can just enjoy for their own particular purpose. And I want to sleep. Right. I want to sleep. We can have fun. We can have sex and then you can go home or I can go home. And if we happen to be like doing a long distance thing, and there's not really another option, then sure, we can sleep together in that situation. I'm not a psycho, but I just don't prefer it. I don't want to do it every night for the next 45 years.
Yeah, I think that's something that people don't talk about enough, because I think a lot of people are also probably in that same boat that also, like, if you are a light sleeper, if you're not getting good night's sleep, you're not at your best. And wouldn't you rather, in your waking hours, give somebody like the not cranky version of you, then have a horrible night's sleep and kind of be resentful that that other person, you know, sweats or snores or kicks or whatever.
And I agree. And like, I understand people have quirks and I'm very forgiving of that. And I'm very open to like people just being themselves. And like that sleeping together thing is just a thing of mine. It's not a red line. We can sleep together sometimes, but I don't want to make it a lifetime commitment of us, you know, sleeping in the same bed for as long as we're together. And I think that, and it's indicative of just like how I like to operate in general. I'm very independent. I can be with someone and we can just not see each other for like a few weeks and that's okay. And we don't have to be exclusive, but you know, if I'm the primary, then I'm the primary and that's fine too. I guess you could say I'm poly, but I'm too lazy to date more than one person. So I'm almost too lazy to date one person, and right, to have like 2 or 3 people is like, that's a lot of effort for me. So you get like the like bonus of, if you're a poly type person, you get the bonus of having a poly person to be in a relationship. So you can go and do your thing as long as we're like,
yeah.
Consensual, and just know that I won't feel jealous because I ain't got the energy for that shit.
Yeah.
So there you
Which
go.
Is a lot of energy. It's a lot of energy.
I think so. So there you go. Date me for that reason.
Hi, it's Jennifer, a founder of Go Kid Go and a mom to 2 kids. Join my family on the story train with calm conductor Birdie each night as we travel through the magic rainbow tunnel to everywhere and anywhere to find the best bedtime stories. Search for Story Train on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.